from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And on a rainy day like we're getting right now, we're going to take advantage of that rain because our plants are absolutely loving it, especially if you've put in some new shrubs, some new trees, some new perennials, a rose bush. They love a rainy day like this. We don't need 3-4 in a row, but if we can get one rainy day like this a week, that's the best thing we can ask for our garden. Now, if we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Barry on the line who has a problem with his tomato plants.
Barry, good morning. How can we help you today? Hi, Barry.
It looks like Barry dropped off there. Okay.
Okay.
But Emily is on the line.
Okay. Joining us is Emily Walters. She lives in California, and her company makes a totally organic disease control called Serenade. And those of you that have had powdery mildew on plants like tall phlox, cucumbers, squashes, cantaloupes, your lilac trees turn all white. When we want it to stay organic, this is a brand new product. It's several years old now, but new to the gardening industry. And it's something that I thought you should hear a little bit about. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for getting up early. I know it's only 5 o'clock in the morning where you live, and I appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tell us about Serenade.
Well, Serenade Garden is a broad-spectrum fungal and bacterial disease control, and the active ingredient is Bacillus subtilis. And you can apply any time during the day, and same-day harvest is on the label.
So this is a product that's very, very safe. Now, it's a bacillus, so this is a type of a bacteria that you apply to your plants?
Yes, it's a bacteria that's an active ingredient. You apply about every 7 days, and obviously you can apply any time during the day. If it's hot, it's just fine. And then it treats a broad spectrum of diseases, so you have your blight, your powdery mildew, your downy mildew, and then there's a lawn-specific product as well, too.
Now, if listeners in the past have had problems on their tomatoes with powdery mildew and different yellows of the foliage and spotting, is this something that they should put on before the fungus arrives, Emily?
Yes, it's best used preventatively, so if you can start applying it at the beginning of the growing season, you will see the best results. If for some reason you start using it mid-season when you already have the disease, if you can remove any of the disease leaves if possible and put them in the garbage, not the compost, because that can spread some more, and then just start spraying on that 7-day schedule. It'll be very helpful.
So people that have tall phlox, for example, right now they look beautiful, nice green leaves, but once we get into July and we get hot, humid, muggy weather, then the white begins to appear. We should be putting this on right now.
Yeah, you can apply it during the whole growing season, and it's always best to start before the disease is present. It promotes greener, healthier plants, so if you start now, it's going to be less susceptible to disease.
Now, in the vegetable garden, how safe is it?
Well, you can apply, same-day harvest. Do take the precautions that are on the label when applying it, but it is a very safe product, and it's safe for your beneficial insects as well.
Oh, that's another thing. A lot of the insecticides and fungicides, you do have a lot of warnings with insects. And this one will not hurt things like ladybugs and praying mantises and different types of the beneficials.
Correct. It's just fine with that. And especially if you're growing roses, for instance, and you want to use ladybugs for aphid control, you can still use Serenade Garden.
Okay. Now, on tomatoes, that's probably the number one vegetables that everybody grows or most everybody will grow in their garden. Tell us how to apply it and how often.
Well, you apply it directly onto the foliage until the leaves are dripping wet, and you apply it about every 7 days. If you have really heavy disease pressure or lots of rain and humidity, you can apply it more often. I wouldn't say any more than 4 days. If it is a healthy plant and you start on that every 7-day schedule, it should be just fine, though.
Great. Terrific. Now, last year, your company came out with a new organic way to control diseases in your lawn. Tell us about this.
Well, the lawn product comes in a ready-to-spray hose-end attachment, and it treats 5,600 square feet per bottle, and the lawn product it prevents and treats brown patch, dollar spot, rust, powdery mildew, and anthracnose. So it's very good control for that, and you apply it every 7 days on a dry lawn, and then you wait at least 4 hours before watering.
Okay, so if they're going to be applying it and they're calling for showers during the day, best to wait until the following day?
Yeah, it would be best to wait.
Okay. Now, for those of you listening, up until now, there really hasn't been any organic disease control. And if you're trying to grow your lawn organically by using all of the new products for your lawn, and then you get a fungus disease, up until now, there really hasn't been anything that's natural. And this is like the flower and shrub spray. This is a bacillus also?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So this is a natural way to control diseases in your lawn. So if you want to stay organic and you do have diseases, then this is going to take care of it. Can you tell us a little bit what we should be looking for when we start talking about diseases in the lawn, Emily?
Well, there's quite a few different diseases that are out there. Brown patch is obviously a big brown patch in there. And you'll just see discoloration, too, in some of the lawn as well. So if it's not the green, healthy lawn that you normally see, could have a disease on there. And we always say to check with your local county extension office to make sure that you're treating for disease that is on the label. Sometimes they're kind of hard to diagnose over the phone for me because I can't see the lawn that you're talking about. So your county extension office is a great tool as well.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is if you're going to a nursery on a regular basis and you're familiar with their employees and you've had good results, it may be a good idea to take a cardboard box and take a shovel and cut out a little piece of this grass and bring them a section, maybe 12 inches by 12 inches, and that way you can always put it right back. But if you can bring them a section of good with some of this problem grass, and you, as Emily said, most of diseases will be a discoloration of the foliage, from green to brown or red or purple. And when you get humid weather or wet, cool weather like we're getting right now, if you see that it's growing quicker, seems to be spreading, that's definitely a sign. Right now the insects are not creating a problem. It's just too cool. And most of the soil-related insects that would create a problem, like chinch bug or sod webworm or the Japanese beetle grubs, they're not active yet. So if you're getting discolorations, if you're getting, seems to be moving in your lawn, then it is definitely a fungus problem. And as Emily says, it doesn't treat them all, but if you can bring a sample to your local nursery or contact the county extension service, they can help you to identify the program. Now, if it's a lawn disease, how often would you be applying it, Emily?
It would be about every 7 days again, the same as our other products, too.
Okay.
So you apply it on the dry grass. If you have sprinklers that come on automatically, you turn them on if you know they're going to come on within 4 hours.
Now, if it's coming to the time for mowing, don't mow until you've had a chance to put this on or cut the grass and then apply it.
You either would work. I would say cut the grass and then apply it since it is a foliar spray. So it would be better if it was cut and ready.
Terrific. Emily, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your help and telling our listeners about the new organic disease control for the lawn and for the garden.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joan, who's calling about cranberry bushes.
Okay, Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have high bush cranberry bushes. Well, they're all through this area here in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But 2 years ago, they were attacked by something that totally denuded them of their leaves. And then last year, they all came back and bloomed as usual. But that they're being hit again this year. Are you familiar with this?
Yep. The high bush cranberries that you are talking about are a viburnum. They're in the family of the viburnum. Beautiful white flowers at this time of the year, and when the bees do their jobs, then you'll have clusters of red fruit that will feed the birds during the fall and winter season. And some of these plants have the capability of getting up 10, 12, 15 feet tall. Now, what's around right now are little caterpillars, like inchworms. And what you want to use is something called spinosad. And spinosad is a good general purpose, all organic, all natural insect control. And one application on the foliage, giving it a chance to air dry, will solve the problem. The caterpillar will start to feed on the foliage, will eat this little bacteria, and it will kill him. And for the vegetable garden, you spray it, and you can harvest the following day.
With so many of these bushes around in the parks and my neighbor's place. If I treat mine, what's going to happen?
What will happen is any caterpillars that come to your property and feed on them will die. So you get a day like today where you're getting some wind and rain, it's blowing caterpillars off of the trees onto your lower growing shrubs and plants, and you're getting insects that will be at your neighbor's house. They'll eat their plants and just continue moving. So when they strip the plant or come close to stripping, they're going to go to healthier plants to get better quality food. So these insects are continuously moving from plant to plant to plant. What happens is the caterpillar will eat the foliage, and within 24 hours it will stop feeding. Within 48 hours it dies. Now when it dies on the plant, and all of the body fluids will escape the dying insect and leak onto the foliage. So when another caterpillar comes, now this bacteria is being spread by dying or dead caterpillars, which really makes it kind of neat. So that it's continuously adding this bacteria to the foliage by dead or dying insects. And it's very, very safe. You wait 24 hours, you just rinse off the food, and you're ready to go. It will not hurt birds, will not hurt animals or you. It is a bacteria that was found in the Caribbean. And I just got some information, and I really enjoyed reading it. A chemist from Dow Chemical was on vacation in the Caribbean, and they were taking a tour of the rum factories that are all over all of the islands. And on his way out, across the street from the tour was an abandoned brick building, and he said to the tour guide, "What is that?" He said, "That was the original building. And one of these days, we're going to clean up around there and use it as a tourist center." Well, he went over there, and he noticed that right around the building, none of the shrubs had holes. And 15 feet away, they had holes in the leaves. He picked up soil. He brought it home with him. They tested the soil, and they found this bacteria known as spinosad, and the rest is history. It lived from rum. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call ecolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Well, we've all planted tomatoes, and we do know there are a couple of problems with tomato plants. Now, before you get into the season where the fruit is being made and you get disappointed, think back what happened last year. Did you have tomatoes? They got to a point where they were starting to turn red. You get all excited, and when you grab the tomato to take it off the plant, the bottom of the fruit was all rotten. It had like a soft spot. That's called blossom end rot, and it's very common for soils that are acidic. It's also very common when you're growing tomatoes in containers, in whiskey barrels or planter boxes or, you know, just pots. The first 2, sometimes 3 clusters of tomatoes will have blossom end rot. Well, go to your local garden center and ask them for a product called Tomato Maker. and tomato maker. You mix it in with your soil right now while the tomatoes are young, and it will eliminate blossom and rot. It's the only product on the market. So if you grew tomatoes and you had the rotted spot, that's called blossom and rot. And the only product, tomato maker, totally organic. And it comes from Florida. It was designed for the tomato industry in Florida, which is bigger than the citrus industry. So it's a major problem, and it can be controlled with tomato maker. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Joe, who is calling about his peach tree.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a couple of things. I called you earlier this year about my peach tree. It was mm-hmm. just loaded with blooms, and I thought this is going to be a bumper crop this year, and I was right. The thing is just loaded. I haven't even tried to count them, but every branch has anywhere from 8 to 10 small peaches, about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. I'm just wondering, should I let these drop? There'll be some natural drop, I'm sure, but should I start clearing out these stems with maybe 2 or 3 peaches on each stem, or what?
How old are your peach trees, Joe?
This peach tree is about 7 years old. I transplanted it 3 years ago, and it took off from then. But this last year, I saw all the new leaves coming out. I said, this looks like it's going to be a good year, and it was.
Yeah, it probably likes where it's being, where you plant it, where it's growing currently. So probably getting more light, and the soil's probably better quality at the same time.
Oh, I did put in the super phosphate, Paul, like you said. I punched holes around the drip line and put in the triple phosphate. Yeah, earlier this season. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Well, I mean, if you put the triple phosphate in the spring, it's working on building a stronger root system, and also all of your peaches make the flower buds on the new growth during the summer. So by putting phosphorus fertilizer or a mycorrhiza bacteria on your plants, it stimulates a bigger root, and the bigger the root, the better the plant's going to be able to support the peaches that develop on the plant. Now, the plant's 7 years old. I would think that it's big enough now to be able to drop the fruit that it needs. So I would just leave it alone at this point. If there were young trees, 3 to 5 years that were just planted in that 3 to 5 year period, then by removing some of the smaller peaches, it does help. But once it's established, the tree itself will thin some of the branches. But what I would do is give it a month and see what happens a month from now. And if the tree is still holding and the peaches are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, then you may want to remove 1 or 2 here and there, depending on what's happening to the branches. But if you think of a commercial grower, he's not going through his field and pulling off a peach here and there so that the tree can better support it. I would just leave it alone, let the tree decide on its own what it's going to keep and what it's going to drop. But in the meantime, if you can use a general purpose fertilizer that you should use a couple times a year, something like Plant Tone, which is all organic and all natural, and make sure that you continue to spray, especially young. You have different insects that will attack all of your fruit trees, and if you use a general-purpose spray, if you're going to use something like fruit tree spray made by Bonide, it will take care of all insects and all diseases. So it's Bonide fruit tree spray. You do that every 2 weeks. If you want to stay organic, then you use something called Organocide. O-R-G-A-N-O-C-I-D-E. And Organocide is made by the same company that makes Tomato Maker. It's all natural, and it was developed for the orange and grapefruit industry in Florida. And you can use it on apples, peaches, pears, blueberries, grapes, raspberries, strawberries. Again, all natural, and will take care of all diseases and insects on fruits and berries. Thank you, Joe. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ginny on the line, who's calling about wood ash.
Ginny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question, hi. I have a lot of pine trees that were downed from the ice storm we had this past winter. And
yeah.
I burned a lot of the pine in a big pile outside. And my question is, can I use the pine ash for anything?
Oh, that stuff is wonderful, Ginny. Wood ash will do the same thing as limestone, except it does it much, much faster. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter if it's pine or oak. Just say to yourself, a 5-gallon bucket is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime and will treat 1,000 square feet of garden or yard. And if you have pieces of wood ash that are the size of your little finger, one knuckle, you can still spread that on your lawn. And what's going to happen, that burnt wood ash, the microbes in the soil will come into it, will begin to that breakdown process. During the winter, it will soak up water like a sponge, and once it freezes, it will break apart. It will shatter. But 1 5-gallon bucket for 1,000 square feet, and any place that you have moss on your lawn, in your vegetable garden, to make it sweeter so that plants grow, the only place that you do not want to use wood ash is if you have blueberries. Blueberries like the soil acidic, and the wood ash will make the soil sweet, so it goes the opposite direction.
Okay.
So pick it up and use it.
Okay, I will.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great morning. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Linda, who has a problem with her birch tree.
Okay. Linda, good morning. How can we help you with your birch
today? Good morning. Thank you for answering my call. I have every year not white, but it's like a grayish white fuzz that grows all over my white birch tree. And I don't know what it is.
Is it on the leaves?
No,
on the leaves
or on the back. On the back and the limbs that come out.
It's a white.
It's more on the grayish side. It's fuzzy and soft.
Okay, so it's like cotton almost, or
yeah,
is it
almost.
more like a powder?
No, it's like cotton. It's because it sticks up 1 or 2 inches.
Okay, what I would suggest that you do is get a product called Systemic Granules, or you can buy the new liquid products made by Bayer Bonide that will take care of all of the problems with insects on that plant. It sounds like you have something called mealybug. And mealybug, if you have large quantities of it, if you squish it with your finger, you may get a yellow juice that will come out of that. But you can either use the systemic granules, which is a good product that you can just shake around it, and then the rain will dissolve it, change it to a liquid. The liquid will pull it up. Or what you could do is to use the newer products made by Bonide and Bayer called Tree and Shrub. And this is a liquid version. You mix it with water. You pour it around the base of the plant. It will absorb it, and it will take it up as high as 75 feet plus. And very, very good. You can use it on everything that you do not eat. Because remember, it's inside the plant. And if you put it on vegetables, it would be inside the vegetables, and then you would be eating the product. But for things like birches, no problem. All of your perennials, all of your flowers, but everything that you do not eat, you want to use something called Tree and Shrub, made by Bayer. You can find it at your local nursery. It's in a blue bottle. Thank you, Linda. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lisa, who has a woodpecker problem.
Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a 25-foot-high cedar. I don't know if it's a white or a red. And the problem we're having is a pileated woodpecker is pecking into the tree. There are two holes. One's about 2 inches deep, and the other one's a little smaller. What I'm worried about is eventually losing the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can pick up at a local nursery to plug the holes to prevent the woodpecker from coming back?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I mean, he will come back because he's been there before, and he's... If he's on the cedar tree, I'm wondering if he's pecking at the cedar tree to get some of the wood fibers and to treat maybe he has like a flea on him. And by taking that pulp from the cedar tree and rubbing it on his feathers, what I would do is if you have any Vicks, wait until the rain stops and rub some Vicks in the area where your tree is, and when the woodpecker pecks into that, he's not going to like the taste of it. It won't hurt him, and he'll go on to another tree. I would try that. That way you know it's safe and it's not going to hurt him. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy. And you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at PalmettoRainBarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Marcia on the line who has a question about a hydrangea.
Marcia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. My question is, I'm from Rhode Island, and we're up in the Cape every summer, and last year it was very picturesque. There was so many hydrangeas, and I had noticed a different type of shrub when we were in the Cape. And I actually asked one of the homeowners what it was, and she told me it was a new hybrid of a hydrangea. The foliage was smaller and very beautiful, and the flowers weren't in the pom-poms like the hydrangeas were. They were a variety of colors, like the blues and the purples, with a little tinge of pink in some of them, and the flowers were a little flatter. And I thought they were so pretty, and, you know, I've read online, and it said, and the lady told me it was a Queen Anne's Lace hybrid of hydrangea. And I went online, and I read, and it tells me that that is a weed. Was she mistaken in what she told me, or is there actually a shrub that I can purchase that is actually a shrub and not a weed?
What you want, it's the flower looks like the Queen Anne's lace, but it's actually called a lace cap. L-A-C-E, lace cap.
Okay.
It's a, as you said, it's a flat flower, and when you look at it, you have a combination of great big flowers and then small ones on the same flower cluster. And they're more flat. They're not a ball. And there are a lot of great varieties of lace cap. Now, last year, my son Patrick, he works at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, and there was a new cone-shaped, but it has both the big and the small flowers on it. hydrangea, and he was really excited about it. And I went to the nursery. He showed me. I bought one. I planted it, and it's called Pinky Winky. And it starts off white, and it changes to pink. And at times, it has both pink and white flowers on it. But this one is cone. It's not the lace cap that's flat. So there's a lot of newer varieties. And about the middle of July, you're going to see that a lot of the nurseries have the various hydrangeas in bloom. They're just starting in some areas. But by the middle of June into the middle of July, that's the time where they're really in all of their glory, right up until August. So July and August, you can see exactly what they're going to look like. And everybody thinks, oh, the hydrangea are just the pink or the blue. Where I live in Maine, they don't do very well for me. I do the whites, and I have the white balls, which I call Annabelle, and I have the cones that are later in the year and into the fall called PG, and this Pinky Winky is a hybrid of the PG. The one that you want is called Lace Cap, and that can either be blue or pink. And there are newer varieties of that coming out also. But go to any garden center and you say, I want a hydrangea, but I want the lace cap variety, and you'll love it. Thank you, Melissa. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Kevin, who has a problem with a pine tree.
Kevin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin.
Good morning. I have
morning.
A black pine that has been turning white.
On the trunk or the leaves or?
On the needles. And it's taken over about a third of the plant. Let me tell you what I've done to it so far. I used some of the barren tree shrub solution that you have mentioned.
Yeah.
I also sprayed it with an all-seasons oil. And I did notice on a euonymus next to it that it has a lot of scale. And I just don't want to lose this tree. It's about 10, 12 feet tall, and it's really a showpiece.
Now, are you getting any of the white on the trunk, or is it just on the needles?
I can't see. You know, that the needles are so thick on that tree, you really can't get in to see it. And as I've looked at it, I can't see it, but I can't see definitively that it's not on the bark.
I would reapply the oil once a month during June, July, and August. It sounds like it is a scale, and pines do get a scale on the needles. So once a month, with the